Bayit, because Isuranoye is a toy of Bailes, and here there is a locha of Ikosa Binosan that it has to be written on the Baal's paper, and then he has to give it away to the Isho, so the Isho has to be Zeche, and Mimele, it's not kosher, but the Xeis assumes that most Rishenim, one Rishon that he couldn't say that he agrees with the Chidi, that's the Ritva in Sukkim. So the Xeis is masking that the Ritva in Sukkim holds that Isuranoi is not Afkoy of Bailes, all right. But like this, the main Shite is the regular Shites of Shenim, according to Xeis, is that Isuranoi is Afkoy of Bailes. So then he has the Kashi. So how is it kosher al Isuranoi the Raisi? How is it kosher? So he gives the Teretz. He gives the Teretz. That's his big chiddush in Simen Reish. That by get, in view of the fact that an isha can be mizgareshes bal kocho, and no person can acquire title in anything if he or she refuses to acquire title. So how do we say she's mizgareshes? So it's exercise akosov by get. She doesn't have to be zeiche in the paper. She only has to get it. There is only aloha of nisine grede. There is no aloha of schie. So mele, that's the reason as to why a kosav get al isurano is kosha. But the Gemara says here, the Gemara says, Omar afrizi yachinu mifzulina li kuligite de alme, Omar le rove my time le mishim dechzi vikosa boch yiko kasvele vidil maknu yakna rabonon. So the only reason as to why it's not possible is because hefka bez nefka, some mele the paper belongs to the Baal. So if the paper belongs to the Baal, that means, and then, but Isura Noye, it's hefka, so it doesn't belong to the Baal. So there is a chisong because of Vinosan, so the Xei says he's forced to say that because of Vinosan only implies that it's if written on paper that belongs to somebody else, then it's possible. So the Moris Kashi is, every get, in view of the fact that Chachon no Misaki, the chief pays the scrivener's fee, so Mimele, who gets the title to the paper, to the parchment, to the ink, to the pen, to everything? The Isha. So when the Baal writes the get and he gives it to her, so his title in the paper is not vested in him but in somebody else, that should be possible. So the Gemara says, Hefka bez nefker. So Mimele, it doesn't belong to the Isha, it belongs to the Baal. But the Kosav Inosan does not imply that the paper has to belong to the Baal. Kosav Inosan implies it cannot belong to somebody else, but it can be Shalhefka. So Isuranoi Shalhefka. So of course the Xeis is forced to come to that conclusion. If we say that Isuranoi is Afkoy of Bailes, is Hefka, so Mimele, the question arises, so how is it that Kosval Isuranoi is kosher? So we have to say that big chiddush by the Xeis, which is a tremendous chiddush, that get is distinguishable from other story kinyan. Another story kinyan, so there is a loch of Sifra Maknus and seen the Gemara. By Shtamatone, if the Shtamatone is not written on the paper, the parchment of the Nesein, so the kinyan is not hal. But by get, because there is exos hakosuf, she is mgareshes bal kocho, so she cannot be zeiche bal kocho. And of course, if there is a loche that it must be written on the Baal's paper, so mele it also, there is also a loche that when she gets it, she has to be zeiche in the paper. Otherwise, what's the purpose? What's the significance that it was written on the Baal's paper if she doesn't have his chi in the paper? So mele, that's the Xeis chidesh. And according to the Shite, to the Shite Sarshene, the Seranoi is mufka of bailes, and according to the premise that even al isoranoi the raises or the get is kosher, we have to come to that conclusion that reached by the case. We have to come, otherwise you can't explain the aloche on one hand that isoranoi is a afkoy of bailes, and on the other hand that kosher get al isoranoi the raises is kosher. But if we say like the middle lashon of the Rashba, and from the Tshuvas Rashba in Tofresh Gimel it appears that this is the shite, the lashon towards which he is disposed, then the whole raya of the Ktzeis is falls off. So in Ochaname, so in Arwes, so then we say that because of the Nosan does not imply that the get cannot be written on the paper that belongs to somebody else. No, because of the Nosan implies that it has to be written on the paper belonging to the Baal. And Nenela Isur Anoye, so there is Afkoya Bailes, so Nenele, so it's possible. And when does the Gemara say kosher? By Isur Anoye Midrabonon, not Isur Anoye Midrais. Not so Anoim the Raisa, Anoim the Rabbanon, so with the Raisa, it's not Mufke of Bailes. Yeah, but now, but the Ktzeis assumes that that's the regular Shite, it's only Shitas Yochit. I mean, the Ritva who holds that it's not Afko of Bailes. That's the, but it's not so Poshit. Now, then there is another Rashba that the Ran in Nidori mentions, and on Tuesday I was looking for that Ran and I couldn't find it. I don't know why I couldn't find it, but it's the Ran is in Nidorim Daf Pehe, where the Ran says Befeiresh in the name of the Rashba. It's not so posh that there's the Ran Shite in the name of the Rashba. Now I have here another Gemara. Another Gemara Nidore. For anybody. Okay. Here is one Gemara Nidore. You go over all these shittes, you see that the Rashba is lishitos. Such a perfect consistency in all the shittes of Rashba. Now, first you have to see the Mishneh in Nidorim Daf Pei Gimel Amud Beis. Kenein. Now, first, in order to understand it, you have to know the first Mishneh in Ilan Nidor. It's a term for a moment, the Mishneh of Ayin Tes Amud Aleph at the end of the Amid, the beginning of the Perek. The Ilan Nidorim Shel Mefer, that a Baal can be Mefer. A Baal has his host to be Mefer, two types of Nidorim, in Nefesh and Dvorim Sheb Beinei Lebino. The Ilan Nidorim Shel Mefer. Dvorim sheyesh ben minu nefesh. Im erchatz v'im lo erchatz. Im eskashet v'im lo eskashet. In other words, if a woman takes a neder not to wash herself, not to be miskashet herself, so that's, according to the Rabbonon, it's a neder of inu nefesh. Rabbi Yisi is chelik. Rabbi Yisi holds that that's not inu nefesh. Inu nefesh means she has a spirit. In other words, when she inflicts torture upon herself, achilesh siya, you know, that's inu nefesh. She will not be taking anything for a day or for 2 days. I mean, so in other words, something that involves real self affliction. That's in the nefesh. But to be devoid of washing, of dressing up, that's not in the nefesh. The Soma Rabbi is ein elu nidre nefesh. Veile, but what is it? It's voren shebeneile b'no. Because he is matpish, he should wash himself. But in the nefesh it's not. So in machlekes between Rabbon and Rabbi Yisi, whether erchetz, loy erchetz, eskashet, loy eskashet, come within the category of in the nefesh or not, according to Rabbonon, it comes within the category of in the nefesh. And according to Rabbi Yisi, it comes within the category of b'nei l'bino, but not within the category of in the nefesh. You know, there'll be big nafkemine. Just as a baal can be meifeya nidre ishtei, so enough can be meifeya nidre bitei. And the Sifri says, even though the Rambam doesn't pass like this, so it's a difficult Rambam, and the Sifri says that an av can also only be meifeya nidorim of in nefesh and bino bino. So the poskim point out, it's not shayach to say bini lebino legabe your av. Bini lebino is peculiar to baal, the relationship between husband and wife, but has no shayaches to an av. So it's agav gore, the Sifri mentioned bini lebino. So ligabe an av, he can only be meifeya nach nidorim of in nefesh. Bini lebino is not shayach. So mele, according to the Rabbonon, that lo yarchotz lo yeskashit is in the nefesh, so enough can be meifeya such nidorim. According to Rabbi Yisi, the only reason is why a baal can be meifeya such nidorim of lo yarchotz lo yeskashit, because b'nei l'bino, so a baal, but enough couldn't be meifeya. I mean, big nafkemine, I mean, whether the baal can be meifeya on the score of in the nefesh, or on the score of b'nei l'bino. So according to Rabbonon, lo yarchatz lo yeskashet is in the nefesh. According to Rabbi Yisi, it's not in the nefesh. Now let's go back to the Mishneh, Pegim Lamed Beis. Keinim shani nene libriyeis. So Mash, the Ran says, Masha aninenes min abriyis yehiyo like keinem. So, in other words, she doesn't want to have anoye from people. What does anoye from people mean? If, in other words, if she doesn't buy food, but people invite her to the house and she eats, or they send her food, that's having anoye from people. But if she goes to the store and buys food, she pays, so she doesn't have anoye from the people, they get paid. So Canaan, Shaninena Libriyes, if she made such an edea, so the Mishnah says in Yochel Ofer. Why in Yochel Ofer? So, because B'nei L'bino, it certainly isn't. She doesn't want, it's nothing to do with the marital relationship between husband and wife. She doesn't want to be supported by people. But let it be considered in nefesh. So Shmuel says, Afal gaf in yochel ofer, he cannot be meifeya because it's neither b'nei l'bino nor in nefesh. So the Ran says, the afal gaf dom Shmuel hanoas pleni ola yofer. Shmuel says that hanoas pleni is also yofer. Haskin na lady Shmuel ki rabbonon sfirlei. The meikil binu nefesh, v'kulim pirkin Rabbi Yisi. So he says, Rabbi Yisi, Rabbonon have a broader concept of binu nefesh. According to Rabbonon, according to Rabbi Yisi, so the scope of binu nefesh is relatively narrow. According to the Rabbonon, the scope of binu nefesh is relatively broad. Because according to the Rabbonon, in the nefesh is not limited to something that involves self-affliction, like I'm not going to eat all day. That's real self-affliction. I'm not going to wash for a few days. That's not. There are many people who don't wash for weeks, and they don't feel tortured. So Rabbonon consider that as inu nefesh. So in other words, the Rabbonon have a broad scope. According to Rabbonon, there is a broad scope of inu nefesh. According to Rabbi Yisi, it's a narrow scope. So Shmuel says, because he paskens like the Rabbonon, there is a very broad scope, that in nefesh doesn't mean dafke, something that involves torture. So Mele, if Shmuel says, Hanoas plainly olayo, Hanoas plainly olay, she just hasers Hanoya from one person. So that's also in the nefesh, because according to Rabbanon, every little denial, every denial of benefits to unto himself is in the nefesh. So even if she denies to herself, just getting support from one person, she'll still able to get support from thousands of other people, but from one person. So that's also in the nefesh. Mashein came, this Mishneh accords with the view of Rabbi Yisi, and he has, according to him, there is a narrow scope of in the nefesh. So even if she asks the noye from all people, but she's still able, you know, to go to the store and buy, not to benefit from other people. So in Mele, it's not in the nefesh, and the Baal has no schus to be made for it. Kenim shaminen ele b'riyeis in yochel ofer. V'yechelo hi lehonis b'leket shikhal pei. Suppose she's a poor person, this woman, so she can take like a shikhal pei, because she doesn't get it from the balabais. It's the Torah was mafkiret for Dani, so she's not nene from Bris. Kenim kahanim ulevim neneli yitlo al koch. Suppose the woman makes an eder, she answers hanoye upon kahanim ulevim. In other words, the kahanim ulevim should not benefit from her. So the question is, can Kohanim Levim come and take Trume Maisres? We could say no, because her Maisres, let's say, she has Peres, so she was Mafris Maiser, she was Mafris Truma, it belongs to whom it belongs? It belongs to Levi, to Kayan. Can a Kayan and a Levi come and take it from her? So she can, because but when they take it, so they are not getting it from her. It's Momen Ashevet. It's not the Momen Bail. But the Bailim has it Ives Anoye to decide which Kain should it be given. So that's the question. Is Ives Anoye Momen or not? Is Ives Anoye also Nian of Bailis? That's an intangible ownership. I mean, the Tevis Hanoye, that's also a kind of title. If we say Tevis Hanoye Momein, so that means that the Bailin, the Ishe, who owns the crop, she was Mafris, Trume, or Maisres, so she has a certain interest in the Trume. What's her interest? She couldn't take it for herself, but she can decide which cane to give it. Some Mele, then a Kayan Levi couldn't take it, because then she's Nene, because there is something in that she has, that she owns. But if we say Tevis Anoye is in Momain, so any Kayan can come and take it. So the Mishnah says, Kayan Kayan Levim Nenele Yitla Al Koch. Then, so suppose she says, so the Mishneh says like this: if she answers an old Kehanim, shouldn't have Anoye, not specific Kehanim, not specific Levim, old Kehanim. So then any Kehan, any Levi can come and take it, because he's not Nene from her. It's Momen Ashevet. The Torah gave it to them, not she. Even though she has a schus to decide to whom to give it, but apparently it's not considered mommy. Then the Mishnah says, but suppose she says, Kenem Kohanim Eilu Vim Eilu Denemli. She spells out five Kohanim, five Levim, that they shouldn't have Anoya from her. So then the Mishnah says, these five Kohanim, these five Levim cannot take it. But any other king can take it. But these five not. The question is, there is a stira between the Reish and the Seif. What's the difference? So there's the Gemara's kash. Daf P. Now turn to Daf P. Dalet on the base. Daf P. Dalet on the base. After the two dots. Kahan Movim Nenel Yitlo Al Korch. Alma Tevis Anoy any moment. Because if Tevis Anoy moment, how can any Kain come and take it? But he's getting Anoy from her because she has a certain interest, the Tevis Anoy, that's like an interest in the Paris, in the Tumor, in the Maise. Alma Tevis Anoy any moment. Eime Seife, Kihanim. Elu vim elu nenemli yitla acherim aval haneloi alme tevis anoye momei. So there are three lishenes in the Gemara, but we don't have to go over all the three lishenes. We are concerned with Rovis Teretz Daf Pehei Amud Aleph. The ninth line from the top of the Omid. In other words, the Gemara's kasha is there is a stira between the Reish and the Seif. The Reish says, if the Isha asas hanoye anolkiam, so then any king or olivi, any king and a levi can come and grab it. So it's mashma the tevis hanoye, because he's not considered to be getting something from her. But she has a tevis hanoye. So apparently Tevis Anoy is not considered as an interest in the pairs. In a moment. Then, but if he says, Kehanim Eilu, she has Anoy just on a few Kehanim, a few Levim, then these few cannot take. But somebody else, of course somebody else certainly can take. He's not also with Tevis Anoy. But these Kehanim not, why not? Why not? But it doesn't belong to her. She has a Tevis Anoy, so it's a raya that Tevis Anoy is mommy. So there is a stir between the Reish and the Seife. The Reish appears to imply Tevis Anoy ain't a mommy, and the Seife appears to imply Tevis Anoy a mommy. So Rove says, Rove Oma, Shane Trume, the Haine Taime di Yitla al Korchei, Mishum di Trume lechazi al Rekehani, Vichidin di Korosali Misra alei, Shavye Afrebal. Let's see the Rashi. The Dran. Over Mashane Tome. Kleima Kulemas Nis Nis Loyetevis Anoy Mome. So then the Rashi is near the Tevis Anoy Mome. The Seife Nirche, so the Seife does not even have to be explained. The Kein Eilu Yitlo. The Kein Eilu is Yitlo Acherim, but the specific Yanim not. But then you ask, so in the Reisha they should also not be able to take Bal Koch because they are getting something from the Isha. She owns an interest in the pairs. The Reisha eine Taimed Yitl Bal Koch mishum di Trumo lechazi elo lekeani. She yefsha litno li Yisrael hilkach kidin di osel misraalei Shavi Afre Bealme, the Afkere Lahi Tevis Anoye, Sheyeshlebo. Sheyeshlebo. So, because since she had Trume, who can eat Trume? Eke, Eza, it's an Isa of Misidri Shamai, if he eats Trume. When she says that her Trume should be Osir, that no Kain should be able to be Nene Famer, that means no Kain can take her Trume. So she answered, she can take her Trume. So she, in effect, was mafkir tevis anoy. I mean, that's the plain pshat in the Gemara. I mean, but the Rashba explains, is he deduces in new aloch that isur anoy is efkir, but we don't have to resort to that chiddush. Maybe isur anoy is not efkir, but here, since she declared, after all, tevis anoy is mame. So what if mame? It's her tome. In other words, she's a shutef. If we say tevis anoy in a mame, so she has no interest in the peristone. But if we say tevis anoy in a mame, she has an interest. So she's like a shutef in the peris. A shutef, but a shutef has a keach to be mafkir's interest. Suppose somebody has 100th interest in certain property. He has a schus to be mafkir his interest. If somebody owns something completely, he can be mafkir his title. And if somebody is half a partner, he can be mafkir his half. If somebody is 1/10 partner, he can be mafkir his 10th interest. If one has 1/10 interest, or 100th interest, so tivas anoye moment, so it's like 100th interest. It's a minor interest. She can be mafkaret, and when she says that loyenu keani mimenu, so that means after all, she only has a tivas anoye. What does tivas anoye mean? To decide which kain to give. But when she says she doesn't want any kain to take it, what is she saying? She's mafkir her tevis anoy, her interest. So mele it's yitl bal koche, so it's hefka legamre, because as far as the main title is vested in the shevet, not in her. What does she have? She has a minor interest, tevis anoy. So let's call it like 100th interest in a partnership. So, but she said, so her interest consists in deciding which cane to give. But she says, I don't want any cane to take it. That means she gives up her option of deciding, her interest of deciding which cane should take. So she's after her interest. So it is just as if Reuven and Shimon are partners in, let's say, in a building, and Reuven owns 99% of the building, and Shimon has just 1%. So if Shimon wants to be mafkir his percent, he can be mafkir it, and then somebody else can be zeicha in that 1% interest in the building. Here, if tevis anoy is mamein, it's like a minor interest in the payers of Tom. And the minor interest manifests itself in her ability to decide which kain to give it to. But she says, I'm not giving it to any kain. So that means she gives up her interest. She's mafkir her interest. So mele, any king can come and grab it, because as far as the title to the, so it's vested in the shevet, and as far as her minor interest, she was mafkir it. That's, but then the Ran says, umehosh ma'inon, sho'isi ha'noas peris alatzmei, yechelim acherim litle ison bal korche, vein yochel akif, afal pishi yochel ishoyo al nidre, kiven dehashtem mie holo isha. So then he says at the end, Rashboza, it's not his, that's the Rashbo. That's why on Tuesday I didn't see, I was looking for that Ran, and I didn't notice at the end he says Rashbozal, and I had the impression that he says because of Rashbo, so I was looking, and I couldn't find it. But he doesn't mention Rashbo's name after, but only at the end, and I didn't notice it on Tuesday. So So he says, Hoshma Inon, that's the Rashboshit. She Hoise Hanas Piris Alatsme, Yechili Machirim, Little Isom Balkorhe, Vin Yochel Akif, Afal Pishi Yochel Isho Amitre. So the Rashbo didn't explain the Gemore, Kidden the Korosal in Misrael, Ayeshavi Afre Baume, that it's a plain Hefka, Hefka pure and simple. No, but he says, Sin Shiasa Danoyan Kehanim. So it, there is an Isura. So vis a vis Kehanim, it's Isura Anoye. So Mimele, Isura Anoye is Afkoy of Baalas, it becomes Afkar. There's the Rashba Shite. There's the Rashba Shite that the Xeis assumes that that's the Shite of most Rashanim, except for the Ritva. But I don't know of any other Rishon who joins with the Rashba in the Chite. So the Rashba has the Chite. That Isura Anoye is a Koyo Bailus, period, completely. So he says, and he doesn't explain the Gemore, Kidney Korsal, Misralai, Shafe, Afre Baume, that it's a plain Hefker. But he says, no, why does it become Hefker? Because it's Isura Anoye to the Kehani. So she answered it on the Kehani. She answered the Truma. She has an interest in the Truma, Teves Anoye. And she asked, so she's a Bailim to answer it on the Kehani. Like this, they know the Mesa, the Russian Ishalei. But if we say Teves Anoye, Momeniti Ishalei, no, regardless of the minuteness of the interest that she has in it, even such a minute interest like Teves Anoye is also a bailin. So Mele she can ask on the Keanim, so it becomes Isur Anoye relative to the Keanim. So Mele, so it becomes Hefka. So that's why it becomes Hefka. So Mele, so they can take it Bal Korche, So it's Hefka. So then they can take it Bal Korcho, and they are not considered to have Anoye from her. If somebody had Momen, and then he was Mafkir, and then another person who is Muta, Ruvein Asad is Anoye and Shimon shouldn't have Anoye from his property. Then Ruvein was Mafkir Isode. Can Shimon come and be Zeichan Isode? Of course he can, because he's not Nene from Ruvein, he's Nene from Hefka. So this is the Rai of the Rashbo, that Isur Anoye is Hefker. Umihoshma Inon, Shoyisir Anu Aspiris Alatzne, Yechilim Achilim, Litli Sombal Korchel, Vin Yochil Akiv, Afal Pish Yochil Yishoy Al Nitre, and the bigger Chiddush. One could say, all right, Isur Anoye, like I Akerem, that will always remain Isur Anoye, that's Hefker, that's Mafkir Bailes. But it's a Anoye of Neder, after all, it can be Nekar Legamre. All she has to do is to go to Chochem to give her Yetes, and then be Eikel Mafreya. So even if she didn't go, it shouldn't be considered Hefka. It would be a very reasonable argument. So Rashba says, no, from this Gemara we see that even the Anoye of Hefka, which is Biyodo, to terminate the Anoye, Limafreya, but if she didn't, so then it is Hefka. So Moshma Inon Sheisa Anu Aspiris Alatzmi Yechim Machirin Mitmeisi Bal Koch Vin Yochel Akif Afo Pish Yochel Yishayo Amidrei Kim Dehashti Miyo Holo Yish Miyo Heichad Yisho. But suppose, so she is, in other words, so if Ruvein Asers Anu Aspiris Alatzmi, yes, son, he has many vineyards, many sodeis, and so on, and the asers, the anoes peiris alatzmi. Then anybody, according to the Rashba, can come and be zeicha in the vineyard, because it's hefka. Hefka, it becomes a kerem shel hefka. But suppose Ruvei, first on Sunday, he asked anoes peiris alatzmi. Then on Monday morning, so Shimon showed up and in the Sode made the king and Chazok in the Kerem, and he was there. It's his. Then on Tuesday, Reuven goes to Chochem and the Shel and Nidre, and he's matter in the Neda. So then it's retroactively determined that it wasn't Hefker, and then Mimele has to pay. So Shimon, if he ate up the grapes, he has to pay every penny. That's how it is. It sounds paradoxical, but that's the way it is. The chivin the chacham eker aneda mikorei, kibin the ishal haveli hanachpira kilu yitzral emelo, because they call mafreya. Vim tema im kein heich yitul kianim al koche, lomo li nocho shdil me mishal u misanem yidei. So the Ran asked all these kashas halibi the Rashbo, because without the Rashbo he could explain the Gemara that it becomes Hefka not because Isuranoye Alpidin is Hefka. It becomes Hefka because her Teves Anoye is Hefka. If Teves Anoye is any moment, then there is no problem because it's Momen Ashevet. But Teves Anoye Momen, so then she can ask her. She has a certain, if there is a noy in the moment, she's not a bailim to ask her. It's like, I'll say that I ask her, let's say, all the real estate owned by Henry Crown upon Henry Crown. I can do it. It doesn't belong to me. How can I ask? Henry Crown can ask her the real estate on himself. I can ask her if I own real estate, my real estate of myself, but I couldn't ask Henry Crown's real estate and Henry Crown. So Mimele, if there was a noy in a moment, how could she ask her and the Keanim to take it? It's not hers, it belongs to the Shevet. Let the whole Shevet collectively ask her, but she is not a Bailim to ask her. But if we say there was a noy in a moment, so then she has a minor interest in the Peiris Truma. So that interest she can ask her. But that interest, without the Rashba's Pshat, I would say, it's plain Hefka. The interest consists in deciding which king should have it. But she says, no king should have it. So she's giving up her interest. If she says, no king should have it, her interest, her schusk in the peres consists in deciding which kain should have these peres tumo. And she says, no kain. So what does it mean? She gives up her interest. So she's mafka her interest. So there is no teves anoy either. So mele, it's not osar an kehanim, you see. It's not osar an kehanim. It's not osar an kehanim. She has no interest in it. But the Rashba didn't explain it that way. So he explained it, that why does it become Hefker? Because of Isur Anoye Alpidin makes it into Hefker. So, but suppose she shel in Nidre, so then it's not Isur Anoye, some Mele, it is determined Limafreya that it's not Hefker. So Mele has to be Mishalik. So then next Kashi is, so how can the Keanim take it by Kochei, maybe tomorrow she'll go to Chochem and she will shale. It will be Huvra Adover Mafreya that there was no neder, so Mele she had it even Zanoye. So if she doesn't want a particular coin to take it, so it's Gezel. So how can he Gazel when he exposes himself to a Sophic? Maybe it's Gezel. That's the Kash. So he says, "Vintima im kinyich yitl kinyar kochei lomu linochish dilma misha umisanem yidei lafkushi tatnanam kadisho isha al tnai shein oleo olof nidorim vinimtso oleo olof nidorim inim kodeshes um diktone inim kodeshes mashmash inim kodeshes tval viyichilu inosil acher afal gav ditan yohosom holchu yitl kochem viyitiro vichin hu sholach yitl kochem viyitiro nekodeshes. So how can she take it for granted she's in Mekudeshes, in other words, she can accept Kedushin from somebody else, but maybe she'll decide a week later to go to Chochem and Bishael, so then to be Huval Mafreya, she was Mekudeshes, she's an Ishishish, how can she be Kabul Kedushin from somebody else? The answer is, we don't have to be Chishis. We take it for granted, we assume that she's not going to be shared. So here too, we don't have the chesis. All my effort of the motzi mishal v'chayel v'dushom afreya koleim azlo mishal v'chashinon v'lo mishal hochename di mishal av dikeyan misur lim afreya koleim azlo mishal v'chashinon v'lo harash boza big chidesh v'ani mistapik b'zeh, but he's not so sure of the harash boza b'fi shemishor sh'osre al atzme yifkirei וכל שזוכה באחר קונה כזכה מן ההפקר ואף על פי שאיסה שבי הולך על דשאלה כי ימו מיני של זה איני בוטל. So he says, ואני מסתפק בזה, what's the פשט? The פשט is, in other words, לפלוג דרייבת דרשבו is right? I mean, he says, דרשבו says, that even though it's hefker because it's suranoye, but if subsequently, ultimately, she goes to Chochem and Yishael in Nidro, so it's uvadol mafreya, there was no neder, so it's uvadol mafreya, that is, the hefker is no hefker. So he argues with that, he says, even if she goes to Chochem, it's possible, it's not sure, he says, v'ani mistapik b'zeh, lifi shenishor she'osre al atzmei hefkiro. What's the pshat? In other words, maybe the pshat is not it becomes hefker because it's ranoye, al pidin is hefker. But here, since she has no interest except in determining which Cain should get it, so that's her interest. And if she says no Cain should get it, she in effect says, I'm giving up my schus in determining which Cain should have it, because I don't want any Cain to have it. So Mimele, she's mafkira's chus. So even if she shailed the neder, all right, so it's mafreya bottled the neder, but her hefker, and that shaila is not effective. Shaila is effective on the neder, but here the neder was a manifestation that she gave up her interest, and that she cannot be shailed. In other words, that's the Sufi.
So it blames hefker.
So it's hefker. According to the Rashbo, according to the Rashbo, it's not hefker. It's plain hefker, because she gave up her source of determining which king should have it. According, but it's not. It's hefker because it's asad banoe. So if she sheil chochem, so the nedar is bottle mafreya, some mele, it doesn't become hefker. But according to Ran says, maybe the pshat is it's hefker because by answering it upon herself, so mele, she in effect said, I'm giving up my schus of determining to whom it should be given. So mele, she was mafkir her interest. Like someone who has a minor interest in property and is mafka that minor interest. So it becomes hefke. All right. So in other words, so the Ran is not exactly masking with the Rashbo Shite. He has a sophic, whether the Rashbo is right or not. And it seems that most Rishenim agree with Rashi and the Ritvo that a suranoi is not afkoyer bias. The Rashbo is the only one who definitely says that a suranoi is afkoyer bias. But most Rishenim agree with the Ritvo. That's what I think, that it's not afkoyer bias. Just one second. It's not afkoyer bias. Mimele, we can understand why Kosat Getal is suranoi is kosher. Even we don't have to resort to the big chiddush by the Ktzeis that by get, since there is a gzerzakosuf, the Baal can be migarish or Baal Korcho, so that gzerzakosuf implies that she doesn't even have to be zeiche in the paper, and And the halacha of Kosa Vinosan is only that he cannot try to get on paper that belongs to somebody else, but on paper of Hefker he can try to get. No, we can say that just as by all story kinyan there is halacha that the shtar has to be written on the paper that is owned by him, by the makne, by the neisein, and so on. So by get also, the same halacha, it has to be written on the paper that belongs to him. And then when he delivers it to the isha, it's not only that she has to get it miyodei liyodo, but she has to be zeiche. There are two requirements in get. She has to be zeiche in the paper. And why is kosher al suranoi kosher, even mi suranoi deraise? Because isuranoi is not hafkoyer bailes. It's not hafkoyer bailes. But according to the Rashbo, there is a raya, we have to say, according to the Rashbo, according to the Rashbo, first loshen in Tshuva Tafresh Gimel, because we have three lishenes. So the first loshen is that by get that by get is kosvi get al isuranoi is kosher, kosvi get al isuranoi is kosher. Some mele, but and the Rashbo shit is that isuranoi is afkoy of bailes. Why is it kosher and isuranoi the raise? Why is it kosher and isuranoi the raise? So we have to say like the Kseis Chiddush that by get there is no aloche of being zeich in the paper. So mele, there is no aloche that the paper has to belong to the Baal. And the Xerzakosov, because of Inosan, is only that if it's written on the paper that belongs to somebody else, so it's possible. But if it's written on paper that is Hefker, it is not possible. All right, now. So this is just a follow-up on the Shia Tuesday. Yes?
According to the Ran, who has a suffix about the Rash Bushita,
yeah.
Is it possible that the Ran, in theory, really agrees with the Rash that Yisuri Anah are definitely, of course, bias?
Yeah.
But the suffix is only in regards to the Chiddush of the Rashba, that if you'll be Oker the Neder with the Chacham.
But the Hefka will not be Poka.
So then.
The Hefka will still not be Poka.
Right, because the Hefker, in other words, once there was Yisuri Hanom Midiraisa, which is an automatic Hafka, so that activated her own.
Yeah, Hefker. But the Aloche that Chocham is Ikar, I understand that, but I don't think it's Mistaba, because the Aloche that Chocham is Ikar and El Mafreya means that it's considered Alpedin as if there had been no Neder, because the Neder is never Bitois. The Chocham, by saying Mutaloch, or the Pesach, or the Charote, whatever. So then it becomes Toes. Neder b'Toes is no Neder. If we say that there was Mamish Hefker, it's not a result. Attention, her own declaration, because what kind of an interest did she have? She didn't have just an interest. She had an interest to determine to whom it should be given. But when she says it should be given to no one, so she gave up her interest. She gave up her interest. So she was Mameshevka. It's not a result of Yisuranoi. But if we say it's not Mameshevka, but it's a result of the Isur Anoye, and since the Chocham is Eikal Mafreya, and it becomes like Toys, as if a Neder had never existed. Some Mele, so the Hefker is also Bitoys. Everything is Bitoys. I don't even have to say the Hefker is Bitoys. The Hefker is a result of the Neder, and the Neder never existed. Never existed.
That's what the Rashba says.
That's what the Rashba says.
But the Ran
is chilek, because the Ran appears to be disposed towards the shita of the other regime. That Isur Anoye in itself is no afkoy of bailus. But here there was plain hefker. Some male plain hefker, even if you show the neder, it's not a result of the isur of the neder. It's only when if the neder is only migale lishono that she gave up her interest in the Torah.
The Ksos brings Rashi on our daf as a raya, that when Rashi says that the reason why the Baal owns the paper, even though the woman...
No, I don't think so, that he brings Rashi. But
Rashi would be a raya because he applies Hefker Bez.
Yeah, that's true. All right, now. Tono Rabban. Hareze daf chofon beis. That's where we left off Friday. Tono Rabban. Hareze gitir vanyor shali eini mugereshes. So why is eini mugereshes? So Rashi says, the chidin de anyor shalei l'nosan l'klum. The nintziu eisiyas peiches be'adah. So according to Rashi, the chisong is the chisong nisinim. Because he has to give her, as a matter of fact, from this Rashi, it's also a raya negadixis. Even from this Rashi, it's a raya negadixis. Because according to Xis, if we say that whatever is true of all stores is true of Getu, but by Get there is an extra chidish, there has to be nisinem yodo. By other story, kinyan, there is no aloha of miyodel yodo. But what kind of a requirement is there by shtamatone? In other words, Ruvein is makni sode to shimen al dishtar, sode knu yalocha, sode nisun alocha. And then he writes the shtar, and Ruvein hands over the shtar to shimen. He doesn't have to hand it over to shimen. Miyodel yodo, he can put it on gabikark, and then shimen picks up the shtar, so she's Shimon is eichin the shtar, and mele he gets title to the sode. So that's a requirement in all shtarikian. And if we say, not like it says, that Rashi Shita is not like it says, that by get there is no chidesh that the isha doesn't have to be zeichin. By get the isha has to be zeichin. What is true by shtar matone, the kamatone has to be zeichin in the paper. So it's certainly true by get that the ish has to be zeich in the paper. But by shtar matone, the kabbal has to be zeich in the paper of the shtar matone. He doesn't have to get it directly miyad an isein. And by get, tligit ha-malkak is possible, there is a din of nisine miyodeli yodot tu. But tzchia, there is also a requirement. Then Rashi's pshat makes a lot of sense. It's very reasonable. So, Tom Rabban Hariz a Gitter van Yoshali, Eino Megarashis. Why not? So he says, Kolan Yoran Makat Latsmi. So, in other words, I don't transfer to you title to the paper. Who will have title to the paper, and whom will title to the paper be vested in me? So, what is the issue getting? A physical delivery, there is title or no title to the paper, but it's delivered into her hand. Right. So why is she in the Midrashis? Right. According to the Xais, why is she in the Midrashis? So Rashi says, the chidin da yoshalei lo yinosan leklum, the nimtzu eisi is peches b'aveh. But kvesi b'aveh, it's not. The mitzias, it's not peches b'aveh, it's attached to the cloth, to the paper. So if we say that besides nisine, there is aloha she has to be zeicha in the shtar. What does it mean zeicha in the shtar? Nothing. The ACS, that's ACS peches b'aveh, there cannot be such a thing. Because ACS have to be rooted in paper, in a parchment, in something, in a tablet, in something. So maybe it's not shaykh to say, have title in the ACS. There's no such thing, title in ACS. Title in paper. And the paper has ACS. written on it. But according to the says, she doesn't have to have title in the paper. So what chisokon is there? So from this Rashi, it's a raya. It's a raya, negative says. So then you ask, how about the Rashbo shite? That comes the Rashbo that is Ranoye. That according to the Rashbo shite, that is Suranoi is Afkoy of Bailis and the one lotion in the Rashbo the first lotion in the Rashbo in Tofrish Gimel that Kosvi Getal is Suranoi, the Raisi is still kosher, even though there is no Bailis. So then you have to say, according to the first lotion in the Rashbo in Tofrish Gimel, so we have to say, like it says, that by get there is no aloha she has to be zeich in the paper. Only aloha of nisine grede. So why do we say hareze gitech vanyoshali in midrashes? So let's look up in the Rambam how the Rambam explains the aloha of hareze gitech vanyoshali in midrashes. Perkhes aloha yidalit. Pirkhes mochas gersh aloch yidal. Ay, 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 ay. Pirkhes mochas gersh aloch yidal. Harei ze gitech, van yor shali einem gereshes, the Rambam is chilik on Rashi. Rashi explains that they ain't get because there is no nisine, because he says he is perches be'av.
And this is a flag in the air.
She doesn't
happen.
So Rashi, it's a raya negative says, but the Rambam could go along with it says. You see, in other words, according what I'm saying is that according to Xeis Chidesh, we cannot explain this Gemara like Rashi's Pshat, but only like the Rambam Pshat. That doesn't mean that the Rambam must agree with the Chidesh of Xeis, but Rashi certainly couldn't agree with the Chidesh of Xeis. But according to Xeis Chidesh, we cannot explain it on the basis of Aesir's Perchis Bavir. Why is Perchis Bavir? She doesn't have to be zeich. She never has to be zeich in the paper. And whenever she's in Gareshes Bal Kocho, she has no title to the paper either. But there is one difference. When she's in Gareshes Bal Kocho, she doesn't have title to the paper, but the Baal doesn't have title to the paper either. She's not interested in reserving title to the paper. So in other words, so the paper, she doesn't have title to the paper because she doesn't want to be zeich. A person cannot acquire title in something against his will, his or her will.
So
Mimele, she doesn't have title. And the Baal, he gives it to her. He doesn't have to have title. So what does it become? It becomes Efka, that's Gemara increases. If somebody Geruvin gives a matone to Shimon, and Shimon says, Yef Shibe, I don't want it. And Reuven doesn't want it either. He insists that Shimon should have it. And Shimon doesn't want to acquire title in it, so it becomes Efka. Levi can acquire it, you see. So according to the Rambam, that when he says Ani Yoshali, so he insists he should have title in the paper, then it means that the Baal has certain schusim in the paper that the Isha received, so his soul increases. Mashiach came by get by Suranoye, so it's Efka. The Baal doesn't have any title in that paper, so it's not a Rishon Krisis. But according to Rashi, that the reason is why Arizi Gitev and Yoshali is in Migration, because Aesir's Pechel Be'avir, there is no, so that means it's a Rishon Nisine. It's not a Rishon Nisine in the physical delivery. What kind of Rishon Nisine? It's a Rishon Nisine of the Schir, of the Shtar. Say Nachname, the same halacha would apply according to Rashi by Shtal Matane too. Nadafke by get. By Shtal Matane too, the Nesim will give the shtar to the Mikabe and say, Vanyor Shali. So he will not get the sode. Because there is a halacha of Sefer HaMakne that the shtar Matane has to be written on the paper of the Nesim, and then the Mikabel has to be zeich in the paper. If he says Ayor Shali, so he's not zeich in the paper. But according to the Rambam, only by get it's a chisur, but by shtamatone it will not be a chisur. Al menashet harsirli es anyor harizem migarashis. But he says al menashet harsirli es anyor then is migarashis. Boy rafope ben shite li shite uvin teve li teve mai teiku. Table. Let's see the Rashi. Niyo harizim gereshes vitalzer imatona maslahazer shmo matoni. Niyo shebin shite li shite shalima. So the Gemara is the kashe vitepukle di sefer echodom rachmone vilushnai mushleisha svorim. So memele, so it certainly should not be in gereshes. Because the Gemara assumed that he said, let's see. He said, "Bin shite li shite." Let's say, so this is the get, and there is blank space between one written shur and the other written shur. So he reserved title to himself in all the blank space, so that he should have title in all the blank space. So there shouldn't be any thin line of blank space in which the Yishe will get title. So mele, it's a chisong in Sefer Echol Merachmone for the Shnai Moshleish is a svar. In other words, you see from this Gemara, I mean, that the halacha of Sefer Echol Merachmone, the Shnai Moshleish is svar, implies that a Baal cannot write to get on two pieces of paper. He cannot write on two pieces of paper. In other words, suppose he writes on two pieces of paper, even if he will take he'll connect it, he'll take a safety pin and he'll pin them together. So the get is possibly rising because there has to be safer echot, one piece of paper, not two pieces of paper. You can write a get on both sides of the same sheet, this side and that sheet, but you cannot try to get on two separate pieces of paper. And unless you fold it, then it's okay, you know. You fold it like this, and you write it on this and this, so it's one sheet, but you cannot try to get on two sheets. So the Gemara says here, that since you cannot write a get on two sheets, so you cannot even reserve if the Baal will give the get to the Isha and he says, now I'm giving it to you, you can acquire title in all the space that are written up, but anything blank, so I reserve title to it. So that means that as a matter of fact, as far as the ownership of the paper of the get is concerned, so there is ownership as if they had been separate pieces of paper, 10 pieces of paper. So it's also possible. So it's also possible. Again, from this itself, it seems to be a raya that there is a loche that the isha has to be zeich in the paper. So then you can understand. Since the Isha has to get title to the paper, so Mimele, she has to get title to the paper as in one piece, one entity. But if he reserves title in every blank piece of paper, in other words, this is one shore of the get, and then there is a blank shore, so that he reserves title. And then the other written shore, the Isha gets title. Then the blank space, the Baal reserves title. Then another shure, the Isha gets title. So as far as the ownership is concerned, it's considered al pedin as if the ishe yizeche in 10 small pieces of paper. Physically, it's one piece of paper, but in the sriye, it's a sriye in 10 pieces of paper, as if it had been torn off. Suppose he would have torn off one shore and wrote one shore on it, then another shore, nothing on it, and then a third shore and something on it, then a fourth shore, blank, nothing on it, a fifth shore, another shore, and then if he wrote on all the shores, and separate shores, pieces, strips of paper, so then it would be puzzle. Then it would be mamish, 10 sforim, not one sefer. 10 strips of paper rather than one strip of paper. So mele, since there is a halacha that she has to be zeich in the paper, so she has to be zeich in the paper as one sheet, as one sefer, not to be zeich in 10 sforim. But if we say like the Ktzeis, that there is no requirement of being zeich in the paper, just nisine grade. So what kind of a chesaron is there? After all, it's one piece of paper. On a physical level, it's one piece of paper. Legally, it's like 10 strips of paper in the ownership. But if there is no halacha that she has to be zeich in the paper, so what kind of chesaron of sefer Rachman Rachmanu Rishnayim Shlishis Lorem is there? So the whole Gemara it's mashma not like the Ktzeis Rish. All right. So the Gemara says lo tzricha dimnura. If he'll reserve all the blank space, then of course it's possible. But suppose he reserves the blank title to the blank space, but he lets her have title in a thin line of blank space, so that it wouldn't have to tear it into 10 strips. In other words, you could tear it in such a way, you know, it will have a zigzag appearance. But one piece of paper in a zigzag pattern. Some mail it's not a chesaron in sefer under Achmor Yishnai Shlishis Lorem. So still the Gemara Sikashe, maybe it's still a chesaron according to the Rambam, because of the crisis in the current Rashi, because it's still like ACS Pirkei Avot, even though, I mean, if you are a very very meticulous in tearing out the blank pieces of paper, it could still hold for a moment, you know, but not, it won't last very long. It will tear into 10 pieces in a few minutes. If you just handle it, if you pick it up, it will probably tear into many pieces. But for a moment, you could, without handling it, you know, so then it could exist for a short time that way. So maybe it's not a chesaron in sine, and maybe it's not a chesaron in krisis. Lo yitzricha dimura miura b'miksa shoyu b'yaisi yisaruchim ha'magin mishita lishita b'kosha k'tei b'tei. All right, we'll leave it here. It's late.
It
says teku. Someday.
It says teku. Teku. The Gemara says teku.
Now, if I'll start early, I think that on Sunday I probably would be able to start early. So, and if you look over the whole Gemara, up to the Mishnah in case in Chubali Karakes of Belineder, so we could cover up to the Mishnah of in case in Chubali Karakes. All right. Start from the Gemara. Kafchofa Mudbeis, by the Gemara, Boy Rome Bacham, Hoyamozok in the Evetu Chalet, get cost for Yod. No, but I just want to discuss a din ishchanoch and ramo in connection of kos havgeta yisur anoy. Kufchov Dalat. Now we went over, discussed the Yerushalmi and the Rashbo Shite. One lashon in the Rashbo that the Gemara of Kosef Ketel Suranoi Koshia, according to Yerushalmi, must be applied to Suranoi the Rabbonon, but Suranoi the Raise, so it's possible. But all the other Rishonim, they pass on the Tau Gemara in view of the fact how the Gemara says Stam Kosef Ketel Suranoi Koshia, doesn't limit it to Suranoi the Rabbonon. That means our Gemara is Chilik and Yerushalmi. All right, we discussed that on Friday. Simen Kuf Chav Dalet, Yishchon Aruch, Sif Aleph. Geshe Kosve El Yisur Anoye Kosha. The Ramo says, Miu bidovor she tzor bio min ha'ilom tzor chsreife in kosa fall of haget is but however something that requires sreife so then so since it requires sreife so kol imid li sreif ki sorov dome so in mele it is post the get is post. Now that Horan Pirik based the Git. So let's see the Ran. So the Ran says, "Kosve al isur anoy kosher, bichol isur anoy kamrin noch. V'yafal gav diktus emechta shiure, lo yich paslon el bimide di boy shio, b'sheifa velulef. Miu beisam shetzrichim lizbaya menoilom, liman doma kolim idlisrif kisorov dome, mashmad lo yaviget tichman di lisnaidom." So the Ramo passes like that Ran. So the Ran says, even though Kosher Yisrael is kosher, and then the question arises, but there is a loche of Ketus Emechta Shure, that anything that requires bio, so is considered as if the Shio is lacking. Let's say Esrik Shel Yisrael Noi. So Esrik Shel Avedizor Shel Yiranidachas. So he cannot be eaten because ktusim achta shua, because it requires bio, sreif. So mele, even though it was not nisref as yet, it's considered that the shio is lacking. It's lacking. But he says, so mele, so the question is, kosvel isur anoye, how is kosvel isur anoye kosher? But isur anoye, many of these sores anoye require bio. The Mishnah in Trume says, the last Mishnah in Trume says, that there are two kinds of isor anoye. One kind of isor anoye requires reife. Another kind of isor anoye requires kvure. Nikvure. Nikborim and nisrofi. Let's say, what is an example of isor anoye that requires kvure? Bosobacholov. was a b'cholof, if meat was cooked together with milk, so it's also banoi. So there is no aloha of sreif, only kfur. So kfur means that it doesn't require ibut midraise. It's only misatakole. In other words, if you leave bosa b'cholof around, so a person might be nichshel binene. So mele you have to bury it. But it's not mashein kei. The Yisur Anoye that require Sreife, for example, Avrizore, a Klai HaKerem, the Torah says that it requires Sreife, and all they will learn out from Klai HaKerem. So there it requires Ibut Bio Mitzaradin, not as a source of Takole. Source of Takole. So there are two kinds of the Mishneh. Mishneh in Truma says, the Mishnah in Truma, Daf Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis. Be'ilo hina nigboi, which is or anoye require kfure kochim shi pilo yigvil. He pilo shalio tikove, shi aniskal is also anoye. It requires kfure. Vegla rufe requires this anoye, it requires kfure. Visipere mitzeo, visionozi o petahameir, ubos of beholov, vichum. Shenishchatu bazor ikvure. Rav Shimon Eimer chum shenishchatu bazor yisrifu. Vechein chayo shenishchatu bazor. Ve'ilu ina nisrofim chomez bepesach yisorif. Utrumot meyo ve'ole ukulei akerem. Anyway, so that's the aloha. So they are nigborim and they are nisrofim. So nigborim are certainly do not require ibut because the kvure is not betiras ibut per se. As an eitze to prevent imichshlit hakole, so meile you couldn't apply the aloche of ktuse mechte shur and ligabi bosa b'chol. That goes without saying. But how about chomez b'pesach? And according to the Rabbi Yehuda who says that chomez b'pesach is not a dover poshut, this mishnah says chomez b'pesach is reife. But it's a machlekes Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon, because Reb Yehuda says Tashbisu is al day sreife, and Reb Shimon in Psochem says that Tashbisu is al day mifare of zera leruach, not al day sreife.
Anyway, at all.
Yeah, that's right. He just fragments it into pieces and he tosses them in the air, or he throws them into the yam, into the river. But Reb Yehuda says that Tashbis is al deisreif, and then Avedizore it requires sreif. It's a din of ibut. Klai HaKerem all it's a din of ibut. So in so far as the Surah Noye of Nigborin are concerned, we certainly couldn't apply the aloha of Ktus and Achtishure. Ktus and Achtishure is aloha of Mishmi Sinai, that anything that requires ibut midraise. So it's considered even before it is destroyed. Is the shiur is lacking. So esrik shall have the zore shel ranidachas, since it requires a shiur keegis. So mimele an esrik shall ranidachas and shall have the zore. So the shiur is lacking. So. But by Bosa B'cholof it's not shaykh to say that Ktusa Mechteshur, because Bosa B'cholof is also Banoye, but he doesn't require Ibut Midraise. The only reason as to why we have to be kevret is to safeguard people from being nichshel in eating it, in having Anoye from it. but it doesn't require ibut per se. So, but how about esrit shalole? Do we have to do esrit shalole requires ibut seife? So maybe you should be able to apply the aloche of ktusim achteshur or but in the Gemara in Suves, in Sukkot Aflamedei, we went over the Gemara. So esrit shalole, that requires reife. So Yom Tefrishin is not yeitze. Yom Tefrishin is not yeitze. So the question, why is not yeitze? Because it's also banoi. So Rashi says it's hafkoy of lochem. The Rashbo says, we discussed it Friday, that it's hafkoy of bailes. According to Rashi, it's not hafkoy of bailes, but it's a chisong lochem. Lochem means it has to have chshives, shavias of shavipute. And it's ranoye that he doesn't have a real shavias, a substantial shavias, because he can't use it anyway, so mimele, it's a chisong lochem. And according to the Rashbo, it's hafkoye of bailes. The Ritvo says, and the Rabbit also says hafkoye of bailes. But the Ritvo says because of Ktusemach Teshure. But Rashi doesn't explain it on the basis of Ktusemach Teshure. Rashi explains it on the basis of Song Lochem. The Rashbo explains it because it's hafkoye of bailes, so it's not Shalei altogether, completely not his. Why doesn't he explain it on the basis of Ktusemach Teshure? Apparently, according to Rashi and the Rashbo, so Ktusemach Teshure is not Shayach Ligabi Orle. Ktusemach Teshure is only Shayach Ligabi Avdizor Nerdachas. Ligabi Avdizor Nerdachas, the Gemara says explicitly Ktusemach Teshure. Ligabi Orle Klaya Kerem, even though Orle and Klaya Kerem also require Sreife, but the Gemara doesn't spell it out explicitly that the Aloch of Ktusemach Teshure applies to all in Klai Kerem. The Gemara only spells out explicitly that the Aloch of Ktusemach Teshure applies to Avizor Nerdachas. So that's why there is a Machlekes Rishonim. We'll soon see why shouldn't the Aloch of Ktusemach Teshure apply to all in Klai Kerem. Of course, it couldn't apply to Bosa Becholov because there it doesn't require Ibut. Kvure is only Mitzat HaKole. It shouldn't be a source of takole, but all the klayakerem, the Torah says that it has to be burned, and all the Gemara learns out from klayakerem. So why shouldn't we apply? But we see that according to most Rishonim, it doesn't apply. Only the Ritva says that it applies. On the Ritva and Teisves also says that it applies. There's a Teisves in Sukkot Aflamedei. But according to Rashi and the Rashbo, and the Ravid, so all Esrik Shalole and Atyeitze because of the song of Lochem, but because of song of Avkoyo Bailes completely, or because of Kshives of Shavias, according to Rashi, but not because of Tusemach Teshure. So they hold that Tusemach Teshure is only Shayach Ligabe Avizor Nerdachas. That's what the Bir Agros says in Simen Kufru Dalet. We'll soon see why only Avizor. All right, anyway. So, here the Ram says, the Ram says, Kosvei al Yisur Anoi Kosher, Bichol Yisur Anoi Kamri Noch, V'yafal Gav Diktuse Mech Teshure. So, why is Get Kosher? The answer is, Get doesn't require Shio. Of course, you cannot write a get on this tiny small piece of paper, not because Alpidin you can't, because Bimtzias it's impossible. But it's not halacha that requires a shiur. The paper has to have a certain size. The paper doesn't need to have any size, but Bimtzias is a little tiny piece of paper. You couldn't write a get on it. Yes, what?
Yeah, can you write a get on a postage stamp?
If you could, why not?
Yeah.
Why not? If you could write Hariat Niteres Lacholodom and Shemoyi, Shemoyisho, and Shemamokim, and Vidain Devon Chenoye, and if you could write it with small letters, that it would be legible, I mean, you could read it, I mean, if it would be microscopic and you couldn't read it, so it would be, but there is no requirement of his size, of his shear, not like a Yesrik. Kergis, it has to have a minimum. But yet there is no minimum in the paper. It has to be capable of being written upon. I mean the get, but no aloha of shear per se. Okay, anyway. So that will soon see. But anyway, the Ran says, Rusha Ran, Kosver Yisuranoi Kosher, Bichol Yisuranoi, Kamri Noche, Vaaf Agav Diktu Semech Tishure, Lo Yich Peslo, El Mil Libo Yishure, Sheifa Veluwe, Umi Ubeison Shetzrichan Lizbaya Mino Eilom. However, something that requires Bio Mino Eilom, Liman Doma Koleim Et Lisreiv, Ki Sorov Dome, Mashma Deloi Avget, So in other words, because those that require biomino elom, so then according to Mandoma de Srapshime, so if it requires bio, so memele he some mail is considered as if it's already destroyed, so there is no get, there is no paper. It's not a question of shear. There is no paper altogether. Ktuse mechte shure only implies that it requires bio, so then it doesn't have the shear. But it's not that it's non-existent. It doesn't have the shear. Let's say an esrik shall have gizore, and it achas does not have the shear, but not that it's non-existent. Mashein kei, so the aloha of tusenech the shiure has no shayches to get, because get doesn't require shear. But the aloha of chepshimen koloim et lisrit kisorv dome has a shayches to get to. So the strange thing in the Ran is, So true that we couldn't apply but according to Reb Shimon, so it's possible because of the aloha or kolaim at least of kisavdom. So it's mashma that there are certain isuranoye where the aloha of tusemech teshuure applies, but in it lishchef it isn't. So the question is, where is there such isuranoi? Monefshach. If there are two kinds of isuranoi, there are two categories of isuranoi. The Mishnah in Truma points out there is the category of isuranoi of nikborin, like Basabecholov, and there is the category of isuranoi like Chomez v'Pesach, Avrizori, Ramdachas. Chomez v'Pesach, according to Rabbi Yude, the Tzukaya Sreife, and Avrizori, Ramdachas, Klaya Kerem, Ole. So, the Nigborim do not require the Ibud altogether. It's only, Nigborim is only Mitzatakol. Some Mele, Daloche, of Ktusemech Tishure doesn't apply to it. But to Nisrofim, certainly Ktusemech Tishure applies. Now, when the Ran says, Kosra Yisranoi, Kosra B'chol Yisranoi, Kamri Noche, V'yafo Gavdi Ktusemech Tishure. That means, not Nikborim, because by Nikborim, we couldn't ask Ktusemech Tishure. Only by Nisrofim, we could possibly apply the din of Ktusemech Tishure. So he says, no, it doesn't require shiur. Miu b'eisam shetzrichan lizbaya min ha'ilom. However, the Surah Anoya that require bio, so according to Reb Shimon, get could not be written on it. So what is he talking until now? He was talking about those who require bio, because those that do not require bio, like Nikborim, Basabacholot, so the whole kashe of Ktusemech Teshure wouldn't have any shayches. And since he has the kashe of Ktusemech Teshure, so in Mele he was definitely talking not about Nikborim. because you couldn't test the kasha of ktusim after shuvah ligabe nigborim, because nigborim is not ktusim. Nigborim do not require bio. It's only mitzvah kole that you have to be kevet. And in ochname nigborim doesn't necessarily mean nigborim. Suppose you erect a special place, a whole building, a museum, and you keep it there, you don't bury it in the ground, as long as there is a guarantee that it will not lie like hefker, so that any person might be nirchon it, so it's okay. So nigborim is not ktuse. So what kind of isur anoye you could possibly apply the aloche of ktuse mechteshure? Ligabin isrofim. So why does he? So he was talking about something that requires biyom neilom. So why does he all of a sudden say umiu beisom shetzrichon is biyom neilom? What was he talking about until now? So the goyen is that kashi against the Ram. But anyway, that's what the Ram says. Kosher asir anoy kosher bechol isur anoy. Kamrin noche. Ve'af al gav tiktus emech teshure. לא יחפש לו מהרובן, מי זה דיבוי שיעו, כשאיפה ולורף, ומי הוא באיסו שצריך לנסבר מהאילון, למען דומה, קוראים את ליסות כסור אוף דומו, משמע להביגת, תחמן דלסניידון. Now, let's see the Rambam. Get, סימן קוף חוב דלת. Get your kosher lisur anoy kosher. The Mechaba says, Kuf Chav Dalet Sifal. Then the Ramon in the Agoye says, Mi u bidovo shel tzor, bi o min eilom, vi tzor sreife, because koleim et lisri, ki sor of dome, in kosher all of a get bok, or ram per beis digi. The Ram doesn't say explicitly that Aloch is like Hapshime. The Ram just says, ומי הוא באיסון שצריך להסביר מנהילום למנדומה הקוראים את ליסחף כיסור אוף דומה משהו להביגת תחמן לסניידום ודס דה מחליק אס חבון את רב שימן ודה הוא יסי קוראים את ליסחף כיסור אוף דומה הוא ידון צי so the Ram doesn't commit himself on that question but there are more obviously Pascals like that. So there is a whole discussion the Chalkas Mechikik says מי הוא בדובר שצור ביום נעילום וכולו לא ידעתי לומר כוסה בפשיטוס הגד בוטל הערן לי כוסה דין זה רק למנדומה הקולואימית לסורף כיסור אובדם ורב שימן הוא דיס ליוח כי דיס את מנוחס דף קובבייס ותאי מאוז דיספירה לי קולואימית לסורף כיסור אובדם so merely just as we say קולואימית לסורף כיסור אובדם so קולואימית לסורף כיסור אובדם קוראים את ליבדי, סקיפודו דומה. וליקיילו עם כרב שימן. How do we know that the הלוח is not like רב שימן? וכמי שפוסק הרמב״ם, פרק ד' מלכס פסולי המקדושי, פסולי דושן, דבי אושם תולו, נדע לי אך אשר נזרק אדם, הבוסו יאוכל לקי אני. ואילו מן דספיר לי קוראים את ליזורי, כי זול דומה, ואפילו האדם בקייס, איז נמי, So in other words, there is a machlekes between Rab Shimon and the Rabbonon in regard to Oshim Tolu. So Oshim Tolu is balasofik. But suppose it becomes neida that it wasn't chilef. What is Oshim Tolu? Somebody on the table, they were two chatiches. One chatiche was Chilev, one chatiche was shum. And then Bishegek, he ate one of the two chatiches. He doesn't know whether he ate the chatiche of shumen, so then he didn't do any avere, or he ate the chatiche of chilev. If he knows, so he brings a chatos. But if he doesn't know, he brings an Hashem Tov. Suppose he finds out before he brings, so he finds out that it was chilev, so then he brings a chatos. He finds out it was shumen, then he doesn't bring anything at all. But as long as he doesn't know, he has to bring alasofi and Hashem Tov. So then there is a machlekes between Reb Shimon and the Rambam. Reb Shimon and the Rabbono is to ever, in the case of an Eshem Tov, the case of, so everybody is needed. Suppose somebody ate chtichachas, mishnei chtichas, and they had to bring an Eshem Tov, he brought an Eshem Tov, and the dam was already nizrak. And then, after the dam was nizrak, so then he found out that it was shumen, he found out it was chelev. So the halacha is, so even the rabbanon made it, that habosa yochel keni, because habosa yochel keni, if he found out that it was chelev or it was shumen after the zrikas dam, because then it's lahamaise samimele, so he had kapore. But suppose he finds out before the Zrika Saddam. So the question is, so are we Zerik the Dam and the Bosor is Nechal or not? So Rav Shimon says, Koloim it Lizrik is all Dami. So Mimelein, suppose he finds out that it was Chilev or that it was Shumen. So Mimele, after the Zrika Saddam, so then we followed up as if it still had been Isofik. Because the Zrikas Dam is Mechaper. So Mele, according to Rav Shimon, even if we find it out before the Zrikas Dam, but the Dam is the case already, you know. It's not, in other words, it's after Shrite and after Kabole, and already the Kayan is already to Bezerig Dam. But then somebody comes to Edim, come to him, and they say, you know, they come to the Bisamidosh, you know, and they tell the Kayan, We know that it was Shumen. We know it was Chelev. So then, according to the Rabbanon, so he's not Zerik. And it's Nishbach. It's not Zerik. And of course, the Bosor is not Nechal. According to Reb Shimon.